Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Yes, playoff baseball is back in Milwaukee, and the rivalry couldn't be bigger. The Brewers and the Chicago Cubs square off in Game 1 of the National League Division Series tomorrow at American Family Field. First pitch is set for 1:08. Beyond the excitement on the field, playoff baseball is a huge moment for our city, the fans, and the organization. Joining us now is the Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger. I'm getting excited just thinking about it, Rick.
Yeah, it's kind of a crazy time of year, and the fact that we're playing the Cubs just adds a level of intensity that we frankly didn't need, but we'll play whoever they tell us to play, and should be epic games here at the ballpark.
Any tickets left for tomorrow?
See, a few standing room only, and then what typically happens is, you know, we reserve some tickets for the visiting team, and since the Padres are not coming here, there's going to be some of the tickets that get released. So I think sometime today we'll probably have some additional tickets, maybe another 50 or 100. So we're going to make an announcement when we get that information. So, yeah, I would say a very limited supply might be available this afternoon, but if not, standing room only.
And you just announced the Brewers Express to send our fans down to Chicago for Wednesday's game. I absolutely love this idea. What do you guys have on tap?
Yeah, so we're partnering with Amtrak on Wednesday next week to have you know, our sausages, our mascots. We're going to have T-shirts and rally towels and bratwursts, and we're going to have the mascots join the train, go down to Wrigley Field and root on the crew. So it's kind of a fun opportunity for us to, you know, try to invade Wrigley Field, if you will, and bring some of the, you know, hometown to Chicago and hopefully cheer on a victory on Wednesday.
Well, it certainly seems like it's been the other way around at times. So this is great to hear, Rick. And I was curious, you know, it's obviously we got to see what the data reads, but maybe without some fanfare, could this be an option for future Brewers Cubs series, even in maybe the regular season?
You're talking about the train?
Yeah, like some sort of partnership for future series.
Sure. We've done this in the past. We did this in 2018 with Amtrak when we played game 163. And if people remember who went to that game at Wrigley Field, there were more Brewers fans and Cubs fans. So
true.
I don't think we'll have that experience next Wednesday, but there's always a huge contingent of Brewers fans. When I go down to Wrigley Field for regular season games, you see so many Brewers fans there. So it's great that we get that support. And I think it'll be a very pro-Brewers crowd here for the games tomorrow and Monday, just based on who's buying the tickets and what zip codes they're buying them from.
Oh, I love that you look at that. We know not everyone can travel down to Chicago for games 3 and 4, if necessary, number 4. What's planned for the big watch party on the Harley-Davidson campus?
Yeah, so we've got, for Wednesday, we're going to have a lot of fun. Again, the mascots, we'll have music, big screens, and a lot of pomp and circumstance to get people excited. We're also going to have food trucks, tailgate games. We'll have a DJ there. Our 414s will be there taking photos and greeting fans. We're also having special things at the barrel yard here at the ballparks for the road games. So people will congregate and come to the barrel yard here at the ballpark and have, you know, a great opportunity to watch the game. And it'll be at the stadium, even though the games will be on the road, you'll still be at American Family Field.
You mentioned food briefly, Rick, and it is lunchtime right now, so food's on my mind anyway. I do see that we're going to have some unique vending opportunities for food and drink purchases at the ballpark for the postseason, no?
Yeah, we're going to have about 6 or 7 different specialty items that we're partnering with our concessionaire, Dollar North, to bring out. So the one that's getting a lot of attention is this 2-foot battle box nachos. So it's going to be Milwaukee themed, so beer cheese and brat crumbles, and then half will be the opponent style. So I guess if it's the Cubs, we'll probably have, you know, some of the hot dog shavings on that side. And if we advance and play Philadelphia, maybe some cheesesteak. If it's the Dodgers, I don't know, sushi, we'll figure it out. But it'll be fun to sort of sample these things. We've got, you know, the pocket pancakes. We've got tamales. We've got brachos. We've got
how many pocket
sausages.
Pancakes have you eaten, Rick?
I've had a few. I had them at the postseason rally here and had a lot of fun with Murph and everybody. It was, you know, we had over 10,000 people show up, so I definitely flipped a few pancakes and tried them. They were very tasty.
You guys have gotten so creative with that. The last few days, I've noticed the brewers have really lit the town up blue and yellow. I love the Magic Brew slogan. In fact, we have one, like, basically right out here at 3rd Street Market Hall. Where will people see the spirit of the brew crew around the city in the next few days?
Yeah, so the Home Bridge, we've got City Hall, we've got different murals going up around the town, and a lot of the local businesses are doing the blue and yellow lights. And obviously, we have decked out the ballpark here with a lot of cool postseason banners. And, you know, it'll be electric at, 108 tomorrow with, 42,000 people here making a lot of noise. And, you know, the Cubs-Brewers rivalry is epic. And so this is the first time we've played them in the postseason. So it's going to be special and hopefully a successful venture for us. But, yeah, I don't think the hype can be larger than it is right now.
We're talking with Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger, on Wisconsin's Midday News. Speaking of success, Rick, I know that you're always cultivating data, whether it's the regular season or the playoffs, on the success of events that you put on at American Family Field. When it comes to the playoffs, how does someone like you quantify whether or not a postseason run was a success from the business side of things?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've had the fortune of being in the postseason 7 of the last 8 years. And obviously in 2018, we got to one game of the World Series. So that's our high water mark that we obviously want to pass. This year has been somewhat of a very unique kind of experience where, the ticket sales in the second half, we had 20 sellouts of the last 41 games, 12th in attendance in Major League Baseball, huge crowds fueled by, these 11-game winning streaks, this 14-game winning streak, the Mizorowski impact, just the great style of play. And, people early in the season were counting us out. And for us to sort of emerge and play at, an elite level of baseball since June 1st has propelled a lot of the benchmarks that we use: attendance, TV ratings, social engagement, brand health, all that kind of stuff. So the numbers we're seeing now are as high as we've ever had.
It is going to be a hot one tomorrow, especially for October. I mean, this is wild what Mother Nature has in store for us. Are you thinking roof open or closed because of the heat?
Oh, well, yeah. Major League Baseball determines roof positions for postseason. I'm assuming the roof's open. Obviously, we're going to have sunny, warm temperatures, and certainly fan comfort is going to be sort of key. And unless there's rain or an imminent threat of rain, I'm assuming the roof's going to be open, obviously, on Monday. Now, on Saturday. And on Monday, weather forecast looks a little touchy, and it's obviously a night game, so we'll sort of play it by ear. But I'm assuming with tomorrow's temperatures being what they are and sunny skies, the roof will be open.
Yeah, fans, take note. It's going to be a hot one. Well, the Milwaukee Brewers head into the postseason tomorrow for the 7th time in the last 8 years. What a blast to be a Brewers fan. Rick, thank you as always for joining us.
Thank you.